Introducing Tariff Joe's, the only store we guarantee you won't find everything you need. Clothes?
Nope.
Shoes?
Try again.
Toys, food, books, housewares?
Ha, you're adorable.
We're not so much a store as we are a warehouse with Muzak. We know what you're thinking.
No products, no customers, no reason to go there. How do you stay in business?
To which we say, well, it works for JCPenney. Tariff Joe's. Come visit us. We won't be too busy to say hello.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
It is National Superhero Day.
It's a bird!
Shouldn't you be wearing a mask?
Masks, mask.
It's a plane!
Superhero Day.
It's a superhero day.
It's Superman.
Spider-Man.
April 28th, National Superhero Day honors superheroes, both real and fictional.
So are you ready to get started?
Yeah.
They were supposed to say showtime. All right. Well, anyway, hi there. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello.
Yep, she's my favorite superhero. Not really. How does it work? How do you get the live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, you enable the skill. You just do that one time. You enable the Radio 434 skill. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will.
Hello!
And then any time after that you want to listen, every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play. Is that the Mission Impossible music? Okay, well, they're not superheroes either. I mean, Tom Cruise is not a superhero. I mean, he's super short to be a hero. Anyway. All right, so where were we? Oh, yeah, to get the podcast on the Alexa device, you simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You have to add the VA in there. The Mike Show VA podcast. And
Hello!
She will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even go to our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find the link. The podcast is a repack of all the show segments that we did during the live show. And then we repack it and put it together, minus the music that we play on Radio 434. And we drop it as a podcast, usually around noon or so, every weekday morning. All right. And you can watch the show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. And, of course, we've got your stupid criminals. And we have the exact age when your unhealthy, bad habits catch up with you. We're going to talk about that, plus our top list, top other things you start to realize at that age. That's all on the way. We had a really, really good weekend. The band Oceanic, if they are not selling out stadiums within the next year, I would be shocked and amazed. If you did not make it to Three Roads Saturday night to see the band Oceanic in concert, what in the heck were you waiting for? Why? Do you just not like music? Do you just not like an incredible stage show? Here, I'm trying to pull up All right. Here. I'm going to share screen right now if you want to go on over to our Facebook page or, just watch our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. Okay, so there's nothing happening in the share screen, but there is here. So I'm going to expand. Click to expand. Yep. And man, oh man. Well, here, let's play the music. Look at that light show and the display. Out if you were not there. We're going to have them back at some point. It was a great fundraiser for the nonprofit Love Heals. If you want to learn more about their organization, go to weareloveheals.org. They were raising money for the Butterfly Garden here in Lynchburg. Just really, really cool stuff that they're doing. They're usually helping one person at a time with their medical expenses, but this time was kind of a really, really cool give back just to the community in general. But great concert, really, really happy to have helped with that and hosting it at Three Roads. And again, if you missed it, you missed it. Next time we talk about something really, really cool, maybe you might want to show up. Yeah. Anyway, but we had a great crowd. I mean, it was a really, really good turnout. The band was, again, fantastic, and we're going to be spinning their tunes on Radio 434. So we did that. We had the 5K on the runway with the United Way of Central Virginia. That was, again, a really, really good turnout. And it was beautiful. Beautiful weather for both of the events that we did here in Lynchburg over the weekend. All right, coming up, all the stuff and things that we told you about, that is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Since I turned 40, I just haven't been myself. It seems like I'm always either watching the Lifetime Channel or looking at pictures of quilts on Pinterest. So I went to my doctor, and after he lowered the stirrups, He told me that I have low testosterone. He called it low T. So that's when I told him,
why do you have to try and solve all of my problems? Sometimes I just want someone to listen to me.
And that's when my doctor prescribed testosterol with the active ingredient Testes giganazine. Within a week, I was back to my normal self. 2 weeks later, and I was starting fights in church. I mean, come on! I can braid the hair on my knuckles. Yesterday, I had 6 road rage incidents just driving home from work. So if you cry when you're frustrated or you just can't parallel park, you could have low T. Don't be a baby. Ask your doctor about testosterol, the proven treatment for low T. Do it today, or I'll come through these speakers and kick your ass.
Mm-hmm. It's the Mike Show. All right. So you can get away with a lot of unhealthy habits in your 20s. In your 30s, it's a little harder to stay in shape. By your 40s, it seems like you can do everything right and still not see any results. All right. And then in your 50s, well, this happens. Look at this. Oh, by the way. I think I'm going to get a haircut. All right, look, this is this. All right, I think I'm going to get a haircut. I was driving back. Well, I was driving down to and back from Danville on Friday and then Saturday, and it was so nice. I just wanted the windows down, and then my hair was just flapping me in the face. You know, the whole way. So I had to put one of the windows up a little bit and well, a lot, and have just this little crack right there. And then the other window I could have down. But then the windows were going, whoa, 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 whoa. And I'm like, man, oh, man. I just want to drive with the windows down and feel the wind and not have my hair in my face. So I think I'm going to be getting a haircut. And towards the end of this segment, I will show you hairstyle I'm going back to. All right, so that's coming up. Anyway, back to the story. There is a new study out. Researchers say they may have pinpointed the exact age when your bad habits like smoking, drinking, and then not exercising start to trigger health problems. Are we ready for this? Okay. Scientists tracked the health of hundreds of children born in 1959 until they were the age of 61. That's not the age. They found that those who regularly smoked, boozed, and lounged around and led a sedentary life in their younger years ended up sicker and more depressed. And on average, those people's health started to decline at the wee age of 36. Okay,
I said, I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe 36.
No!
Okay, so one researcher says our findings highlight the importance of tackling risky health behaviors as soon as possible to prevent damage from build up over the years. But there's another way you can look at it. Enjoy the partying and the debauchery into your 30s, as long as you quit the bad stuff and get a gym membership on your 36th birthday. Right? Right? That's not going to help me. That's not going to help me at all. And in another study, we found out that you can lead a totally sedentary life, but then go hard. I mean really hard for like 10 years. Hit the gym, work out, do the stuff, cut the bad stuff out, and you will completely alter your body. Okay, it will be like the bad stuff never existed. But here's the drawback. Once you hit a certain age, it doesn't work. That age is 65. Okay, so I figured I had up until I was 55 to totally debauch, and then I was going to hit it hard for 10 years, which did not happen at 55, and did not happen at 56, and it did not happen at 57, and I don't think it's going to happen at 58. You never know. But anyway, so That brings us to our top list. Scientists pinpoint 36 as the age that smoking, drinking, and not exercising begins leading to health problems. So add, I got to do more sit-ups to today's list. It's our top list today. Top other things you start to realize at the age of 36. Okay. Let's see. Which one do we want? Do we want a comic rim shot or just a ding? Do we want that? Okay. Top other things you start to realize at age 36. Sliding in softball is no longer worth it. It's okay to eat dinner before 8 p.m. Top things you start to realize at the age of 36. Sam's Club sells clothes. Driving anything other than a sensible four-door sedan looks desperate. Top other things you start to realize at the age of 36. Pockets on shirts actually serve a purpose. Top other things you start to realize at the age of 36. These kids of today really do have bad attitudes. CBS has some good shows. Top other things you start to realize at the age of 36. I shouldn't have bullied Mark Zuckerberg in high school. Top other things you start to realize at the age of 36. Pickleball. The wrist tattoo, bad idea. So is the neck. And top other things you start to realize at the age of 36. Having kids was a bad idea. No. I love my children. All right. Coming up. Who else is going to take care of me? Tab's not going to take care of me. Do you really think that Tab will float me down the James, okay, in my old Subaru? That's how she will take care of me, okay? She'll send me off into the wild rather than care for me in my old age. So I got to have kids. They're the only ones that are going to take care of me. All right, coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Disgraced congressman and fraudster George Santos was sentenced to 87 months in prison. He says the good news is the inmate basketball team just got a three-time NBA All-Star. Timothy Chalamet visited his old high school. He told them what it's like to be an actor. They told him what it's like to grow a mustache. In sports, Cam Ward will wear number one when he plays for the Tennessee Titans. Number two is already taken to describe Titans games. And Sarah Michelle Gellar says the secret to marriage is separate bathrooms, especially if you're married to Amber Heard. This is not headline news.
All right, it's the Mike Show. It's not headline news. So happy you could join us. Did I just press the on button? I thought I did. Oh, there it is. Okay. Taking a look at tower cam position number four at the river and the fountain. There you go. There it is. Very, very nice day on tap for today. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we don't have one. All right. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2025 was announced last night on American Idol. Really? There are 13 inductees. In the performers category, we have Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, and The White Stripes. Salt-N-Pepa and Warren Zevon will be inducted in the musical influence category. Three more are being recognized in the musical excellence category. R&B songwriter and producer Tom Bell, pianist and organist Nicky Hopkins, and bassist Carol Kay. How do you pronounce that?
Ahmet Erdogan.
All right. In that award, that'll go to Lenny Waronker. He was once the president of Warner Brothers Records before co-founding DreamWorks Records. As for the snubs, Phish won the fan vote last week with 330,000 votes. Bad Company came in second. Billy Idol followed in third, despite the love from the fans. Phish and Billy didn't get in. The fan vote doesn't have a ton of influence, obviously, on who makes the hall. It only counts for a single ballot among roughly 1,200 that are cast. This is just the second time that the winner of the fan vote didn't make it in, though. Previously, it was the Dave Matthews Band in 2020. They finally got in last year. The induction ceremony will take place November 8th in Los Angeles. It will stream live on Disney Plus. It'll be available to stream on Hulu the next day, and we'll get a special broadcast on ABC in a later date. All right. What else? Do we want this? This is a lot. This is a lot. Maybe. Okay. We'll work some in. Every era finds a stupid new way for people to become famous. In the 1970s, it was being a groupie. In the 1980s, it was being a druggie. In the 90s, being on cable. In the 2000s, being on reality TV. And in the 2010s, being on social media. Now, in the 2020s, it's being an influencer. But there's a new list of the dumbest reasons someone became famous in the United States. And here are some notable examples from it. It's that the... How do you pronounce that? Hoktui or Hoktui? Why am I... Here, let's... Well, what's this?
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you gotta give him that Hoktui and spit on that thing. You get me?
All right. So that's that girl. Somebody said she is really the textbook example of being the dumbest reason someone became famous in the U.S. Honey Boo Boo. I don't need to say anything more. The Cash Me Outside girl from Dr. Phil. Let's see. Kim Kardashian, who was famous for A, her father being one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers, and B, a leaked naughty video. The rest of the Kardashians, the Jenners, let's see. Oh yeah. Being a teen mom. What else? Eating a bunch of hot dogs, smashing a kneecap before an ice skating competition, and scalding their crotch with McDonald's coffee. Those are all, reasons. This is on, Ask Reddit. So Balloon Boy. In 2009, the Balloon Boy hoax went viral when a couple claimed their six-year-old, was it a falcon or a boy? Oh, his name was Falcon, was trapped in a homemade balloon 7,000 feet up in the air. There was a balloon, but the boy was home in the attic. Good Lord. All right, dumbest reason somebody became famous in the U.S. Coming up. What are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get smart with five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by probably one of the most famous subs in the world. It's Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. Quite frankly, we probably shouldn't. God knows. But if you say any of these five random facts back wherever you happen to be, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, good Lord. West by God, Virginia is the only remaining state that doesn't ban bestiality. Oh, my God.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
Number two, after Top Gun came out, the number of men joining the Navy to become pilots went up 500%. Number three, ventriloquism started as a religious practice. The ancient Greeks called it gastromancy, and they believed the ventriloquist was getting messages from spirits in their stomach and revealed them through the dummy. The original name for Frank Sinatra's song, New York, New York, was Theme from New York, New York. And it was the theme song for the Martin Scorsese movie, New York, New York, in 1977. That version was performed by Liza Minnelli. Sinatra re-recorded his own in 1979. That became the version that everybody knows. And number five? We're going to go to sports. Number five, the NHL's Stanley Cup can hold 23 beers. That's 23 12-ounce bottles, or just over 2 gallons, and more than 2,000 Monopoly hotels. And they know this how? Well, each player of the winning Stanley Cup NHL team gets the Stanley Cup. That's their big trophy. And they get to keep it for, what, a day or a week? They get to keep it for a period of time. And, well, they do things with it. And there you go. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random facts.
All right. It is the Mike Show. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. We just got a message. And somebody said, hey... you told us during the top list segment at the beginning that you were going to show us what your hair was going to look like when you get it cut. All right, so here, I'm looking for the picture. Yeah, let's Let's zoom in on that. Can I zoom a little closer? All right. There we go. All right. There. I'm zooming in on it. Share screen. Yes. No, the guy on the right. I might be going back to the James Bond look. All right, so there you go. That's and yes, of course, that is Tab right next to me. But I might be going back to the James Bond look. All right, so for those of you that wanted to know, and you, ma'am, who messaged us, thank you so much. There you go. That's what I'm shooting for the new hairstyle. All right, going back to the classic. All right, coming up, what are we gonna do? Oh yeah, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. I think you'll like it. It's called Audio Vault. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, if we could read each other's minds, it would be interesting to hear what people are thinking.
And now, a woman's thoughts while at the smoothie place.
Wow, this smoothie place is busy. 10 customers and me waiting for a smoothie, only 2 girls working, and only 1 blender on the go. This is going to be a while. Are those oranges in the plexiglass all show, or do they actually use them? They never grab one. And they always ask me which free energy supplement I want added. Antioxidant, calcium, probiotic. They ought to just call it fairy dust, because I don't see that girl scooping anything extra in the blender. And that other girl isn't doing a very thorough job cleaning those dirty blenders. I hope I don't get mold in my airy, dairy, very berry. Good thing I asked for the immune support boost. Mm-hmm.
And that was a woman's thoughts while at the smoothie place.
Yep. All right, let's go to viral videos. So this lady, they offer pup cups for your dog. But an Arizona woman recently recorded when she made a drive-through order with her rooster. And she was asking for a cluck cup.
Do you have a cluck cup?
Pup cup? Absolutely. Okay. I hear your pup asking for it.
He's actually a rooster.
Oh, shut up.
Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing him. Yeah. What the heck? What's his name?
Fluffy.
That's so cute.
Tall, icy, cosmic. Oh my god, nice chicken.
Can I take a picture?
Yeah.
Made my day.
Hello.
This is Fluffy.
Oh my god.
All right, the world's first sperm race. Do we have to have something for this? No, not that. Ask
your doctor, yeah, if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
That's close enough, I guess. Take two. The world's first sperm race.
What a delicious task that is. Yeah.
Happened in Los Angeles Friday night, with a student from USC going up against a student from UCLA. People wagered a combined $329,000 on the site polymarket.com. And the guy from USC won. Here is the final race with USC winning.
Ladies and gentlemen, all this right. is to determine a champion. One more time, UCLA on top, USC at the bottom. This is for all the marbles. Send the swimmers through the finish line.
Oh my God. And this looks like a tighter race. They're neck and neck. Tristan with a slight lead there. And we'll see how they make it through these turns now. Remember, that big ball is the halfway marker. Sometimes having more swimmers doesn't mean that they're faster. These are head-to-head. We might have a photo finish. This is going to do it. Tristan Milker explodes through the finish line. USC wins.
Milker explodes to the finish line.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
No, it wasn't. Anyway, let's see. We'll save this one for stupid criminals. We'll save this one for stupid criminals, even though it's a woodpecker. Where was this at? Where did this happen? It was in Virginia. Oh, Enrico County. This was at a Mexican restaurant, a Patron Mexican restaurant and cantina in Sandston. Okay. So what is the, what's the story? Oh yeah, a woman in Virginia. She was traumatized, says she was traumatized after she found a baby snake in her margarita. I mean, a baby. It apparently got through an air conditioner, fell from the ceiling, bounced off her forehead, and landed in her drink. Here's Carletta Andrews explaining what had happened.
I leaned in to take a sip, and I noticed that something hit me on the forehead, and I looked at my husband like, what was that? And when I turned around, I saw the snake in my margarita. And I just jumped away from the bar at that point. It was moving. It started wrapping around my straw. They grabbed the stick trying to get it. And I was just like, please don't let it go in my purse. Another man that was having dinner on the other side of the bar came and he grabbed it and took it out. I left shaking like I was traumatized.
I mean, good Lord. let's see. Bill Belichick is doing a press tour for his new book, The Art of Winning, Lessons from a Life in Football. He was interviewed yesterday on CBS Sunday Morning, and when he was asked about his current and much younger girlfriend, she was off to the side, controlling what wouldn't be discussed while the interview was underway. Here, listen.
24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
Wasn't she one of the masseuses? I don't know. Okay, so one of the surprises, speaking of sports in the NFL, one of the surprises of the NFL draft this weekend was Deion Sanders' son. How do you pronounce that? Shadur? I don't know him. Here, let's see if we can get a pronunciation key on it real quick. I mean, pronounce Shadur. I think it's Shadur. No, I don't.
You are looking at Julian's pronunciation guide,
yes,
where we look
are.
At how to pronounce better some of the most mispronounced words in the world, like this other curious word, but how do you say what you're looking for today?
No, that's... Okay, there we
Name
go.
Name pronunciation.
Yeah.
If you hear four NFL names pronunciation, make sure to stay tuned, because loads of names that too many people mispronounced.
Mm-hmm.
I've got more videos for you.
Yeah.
Let's focus on this one.
Yeah.
Shadur.
Yeah, see,
that's how it's said.
Okay, I got it right. Shadur. Here, get rid of that. All right, here we go. Take two. One of the surprises of the NFL draft this weekend was Deion Sanders' son, Shadur. He was expected to be one of the top picks, but he didn't get picked until the third and final day. He was the 144th pick and will play for the Browns. Now, to make things worse, on day two, he got a prank call on his private draft phone by a guy claiming to be the GM of the Saints. Cameras were rolling when Shadur thought he was being picked next.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
Been a long wait, man.
For sure.
We're gonna take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yeah. Yes, sir, let's be legendary.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Ready to go!
What does that mean?
Are you gonna ask us what it means and you was on the phone?
You heard that?
He said you're gonna have to wait a little bit longer.
Okay. Sorry about that. I don't know what that was. Nobody got this number though.
Man, he just got trolled, bro. They tripping now, man. Now I'm getting crashed out, bro.
All right. Obviously, Sanders was confused when the line went dead. It was a gut punch as he sat with friends and family. Well, yesterday, the prank caller came forward. It was Jax Ulbrich, the 21-year-old son of Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. Jax apologized on social media for ruining one of Sanders' life experiences. The Falcons also apologized. The NFL is investigating how Jax got the number. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Mitch Hedberg jumping around on subjects like dry cleaning and golf.
This shirt is dry clean only, which means it's dirty. I've seen a human pyramid before. It was very unnecessary. It didn't need to exist. It was pure danger. I play golf. I'm not good at golf. I never got a hole in one. But I did hit a guy. And that's way more satisfying. You're supposed to yell four, but I was too busy mumbling. There ain't no way that's going to hit him.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupider with your stupid criminals in the news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Do 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 do. Oh, hi there. Time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Alright. Okay, we did that one. Let's do this one. Alright. An accused drug dealer in East Texas is facing charges after police say he filled at least five plastic Easter eggs with weed and hid them for customers to find. It happened in Lufkin, Texas. It's about 120 miles northeast of Houston. The guy's name is Avante Nicholson. Police found out about it after he posted photos of the eggs on Facebook. He told people that whoever shopped with him that day would get hints revealing where the eggs were hidden. Police found four of them. The fifth egg was found in a park by a man and his granddaughter the day after Easter. Most of them were hidden in parks. Police also found at least one egg behind a Motel 6. Altogether, the eggs had just over a quarter ounce of weed in them. Last we heard, police were still trying to track down Avante. Let's see. What else? We had sound on something. And then we've got some good news coming up as well. We did that one. Oh, yeah, it was the woodpecker. And then let's do this one and this one. A guy in Florida stole booze from a store, tried to outrun police, and offered one of them a drink of his vodka spritz as he drove by. Here's the moment that Richard Christopher offered the drink, some of the pursuit, and officers catching and hitting him with a taser.
Stop! Stop!
I said give you a drink, that's it!
Show me your hands now! Get on the ground now!
Get on the ground!
Put your hands on the ground!
You guys have fun, all right?
Don't tase me, bro. All right. A town in Massachusetts found that a woodpecker has damaged over 20 vehicles in one area. Here's Janelle Here's Janelle talking about catching the bird in the act.
We seem to have a vandal in our neighborhood. I'm describing him as, 18 to 24 inches tall, wearing black and white with a red hat. The woodpecker showed up and landed on the windshield wipers of the RV in our yard and was looking at his reflection. And we're like, you know what? I bet he was the one that damaged the mirrors as well.
Uh-huh. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment, because there is so much stupidity. Now, we've heard about this. We've heard about dogs that can be used to diagnose cancer patients. Well, a woman in Minnesota named Brianna Bortner says her dog knew she had breast cancer before she or her doctors did. Here's Brianna talking about how her cockapoo named Mochi, became fixated on her boobs.
So from the time that I found the lump to the time where I got the phone call that said, hey, this is breast cancer, my dog started just to become like really fixated on my breast. I had always heard of the stories of where people, say that their dogs could sense things, whether it be pregnancy or death or illness. And so at the time I was like, oh yeah, this is not good. Once I got the call that confirmed that the lump was cancerous, I was like, oh my gosh, like he's known.
And there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. The 5K was this Saturday, and it went off without a hitch. Over 600 runners. It was a fantastic race. We want to thank the United Way for having us out, having me as the MC. It was a great time. And so here, let's pick another ad to highlight what the United Way of Central Virginia does.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org to learn more and how you can donate or become involved with their organization. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
We're
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.